So also shall my heavenly Father do unto you, if you forgive not every one his brothers from your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes one of the most difficult things to do is to forgive. And sometimes it's because perhaps somebody has insulted you in some small way. Maybe you've been at the end of somebody's joke. Maybe somebody hasn't had the courage to say something to your face. But usually it's something small. But from this small thing, we become angry. We can't let go of this thing. And anger, as you know, is one of the strongest passions that we have. It's one of the hardest to control. St. Thomas says there's three kinds of anger. First, there's the one which quickly we're aroused and it also quickly is settled. And then there's the second one where we dwell on why we're angry. We think of it and it stays with us in our memory. And the last, the worst of this, of anger, is when we dwell and we seek in some way for revenge. In 2010, many of you maybe will remember the story that happened in the news. The newlywed daughter of Mickey Hart, who's a football manager for the Tyrone team. His daughter was on her honeymoon, and she was killed in cold murder in her hotel room. In a recent interview with her brother, the brother of this murdered girl, he was asked, "Did you ever forgive the murderer of your sister?" And his response was very simple. He said, "It was very hard to feel that forgiveness. But," he said, "I couldn't have done otherwise as a Christian." Forgiveness is this, when we look at Christ's life, it's this hallmark of his actions. We find it time and time again, this forgiveness coming over and over again. We find it in his parables, the parable of today, the parable of the prodigal son. His miracles, always at the end of his miracles, "Go, your sins are forgiven." And of course, just before he's about to die, the way he treats Judas, and also he forgives his enemies on the cross. But although we know this, although we see this in Christ's life, it's still very difficult for us. It's very hard for us to control this emotion of anger. But with Christ, in his life, we find him always in perfect control. He was perfect God and perfect man. And we see this in his life. We see this perfect control of himself, of the situation, in his arguments with the Pharisees, in the temple, when he's using his anger to drive the sellers of the temple out, he still has perfect control. Even when he's imprisoned and they have him in chains and they dialogue with him, the Pharisees, the high priest can't hold himself back rather than to strike him. Still, Christ has perfect control of the situation. Because it's very difficult to control, we have a very specific virtue to control this passion. And that is the virtue of meekness. Meekness is this virtue which helps us to regulate this anger, to use it properly, to be in control of that situation. And it's likened to, we could say, the ocean. If there's a storm on the top of the ocean, underneath it rests firm and still and quiet. And that is an image of what meekness does. Even though we have maybe these feelings, these passions, these people, whatever, attacking us, we remain firm in control. But one of the most important ways of expressing this virtue of meekness is first in reference to ourselves. The way that we treat our failings, time and time again, we fall. And the ability for us to forgive ourselves for that. Because if we never forgive ourselves, if we're unreasonable with ourselves, we will also be unreasonable with others. And this kind of attitude is hardly the attitude of a Christian. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. In a certain way, Christ is telling us that this meekness resides in a certain way in your heart. Because if we have this ability to not only forgive ourselves, but also to forgive others, it should lead to this kind of affable mannerism that we have towards all people. And that leads, of course, to tolerance of other people's failings, of other people's of things that annoy us or hurt us. And finally, and most importantly, it leads us to forgive the injuries committed against us. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is indeed what we pray, not just daily, but many times daily. And the way in which we do forgive others is the way that we will be judged. This isn't a small thing. So let us ask for this grace of being able to practice this virtue of the Sacred Heart, this virtue of meekness. And it is not at all that virtue of a weak person who can't command himself. It's completely the contrary. The person who has control, who has command, and if they fall, they understand the forgiving of themselves and, just as importantly, forgiving of others. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.